And thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to repeat some of the words that I've said on the first day to give it a more conceptual clarity. I actually oppose to the, not opposing, but I just wanted to explain that, you know, removing paragraph number two would be a mistake. This is because, you know, that now from biodiversity, the world has moved into another concept, which is called biocultural diversity. Why are we moving to biocultural diversity? Because the diversity of life is made up not only of the diversity of plants and animal species, habitats and ecosystems found on the planet, but also of the diversity of human culture and language. These diversities do not exist in separate and parallel realms, but rather they interact with and affect one another in complex ways. The links among these diversities, biodiversity and cultural diversity, have developed over time through mutual adaptation between humans and the environment at the local level, possibly of a co-evolutionary nature. So people's knowledge is very much important or very much intertwined with biodiversity. And as I said last time, it has four pillars of connection. You know, there is the spirituality of people. Due to their spirituality, people protect their sacred natural sites. The importance of sacred natural sites for conservation is already recognized by the International Union of Conservation for Nature. IUCN recognizes now the importance of sacred natural sites for conservation. And the right to food, the right to health is also part of the pillars of biocultural diversity. And language, you know, people have names for their traditional medicines and seeds. And the names that they have, the knowledge that they have about it is another a connection. It's also important for governance, for the governance of the relationship among themselves, also their relationship with nature. So the biocultural, the concept of biocultural diversity is a very key concept to understand. It's very much important for the paragraph number two. And as a lot of civil society organizations and governments have said, this biocultural diversity, the culture of people in biodiversity is under attack from various sources, sometimes from the state and many times from transnational corporations, and it's being eroded due to various factors. So it is a right, it's the rights of peasants, and I think it should remain as it is. Thank you.